RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We'll get back into the midday show. Marching towards Monday night football, Atlanta Falcons hosting the L.A. Rams. I still mess that up sometimes. The Rams, the Chargers,
always think
the Raiders.
About it. Every time please say it. Troll.
You're waiting for me to say it?
No, I'm waiting on Bo troll ass. Oh. Yeah.
It's a game that ultimately
you swag and surf.
There it is. Mm. Right on him. Mm. Yeah, troll.
Is he suggesting they're gonna come into our trap?
I don't no. Bo likes it.
Okay.
You know. You know that bayou still up in him, man. Not up in him. It'll never go anywhere. But I think you know what. I hate saying excited.
Let me ask you the question, because right. I think it kind of tends into what you're going. It is Monday night.
Yeah.
Is it still a big deal?
It's Monday
of that?
Night, and it's here in this city. Look at this freaking city. Look
right?
at this background. Wait till you see the ESPN pan of this freaking city. It's amazing. It is. And I understand the wins, losses, who cares, all those things.
Yeah.
But it's something to have this city being broadcast like that. It's going to be an amazing view. It's going to highlight what this city is and how this, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Long as they don't be, and I love JD. I do. Love JD. I love Ludacris. And I love that song because, you know, growing up when you got that, we called it that fresh money. When this song, when Welcome to Atlanta came out, you tried to experience all of that. Please, ESPN, don't overplay it. Okay. Don't play Welcome to Atlanta 1,300 times, okay? You know what I mean? Don't say Hotlanta, welcome, we're here in Hotlanta. You know,
ooh.
Don't do that, all right? Okay, don't do all that stuff. You know what I mean? Keep it in to where it is. But, it's Monday Night Football.
It was the first thing I wrote down for one of our segments is even without the playoffs, Monday Night Football,
it's still
a big – the Thursday night game
it's Monday Night Football,
is not
man.
A big deal. It could be, but, like, just by default, Thursday night I don't think is a big deal. I think Sunday night, isolated, end of the NFL day, big deal.
Yes.
Especially because later in the season they can change what game, and if it's not a big deal, they'll make sure it's not
is
a big deal.
Is anything in flex this week or no?
I don't think there were any flexes.
Okay.
But the week 18 schedule with all of it was a flex. So
right.
that they next week was its own thing. It's still a big deal. It feels like a big deal to me, Randy, and I get it. The playoffs are gone. Maybe decisions have been made, but maybe they haven't. And I think that's interesting too. I want to ask you about Kyle Pitts, and we're going to get to the Falcons' keys to the game here in a little bit. I wrote down a bunch of weird things. We'll see if any of them actually matter. Kyle Pitts, though, and the contract question, he's been a lot better recently, and it's just one of these things up and down here and there. You never really get a great feel for when you can count on him, but as the season comes close to an end, you look at his numbers, you look at where they stack up and rank compared to seasons he's had, compared to other tight ends this year, and you start to ask the question, is this a guy I can count on? Is this a guy I more seriously consider bringing back? And the numbers have been elevated, I think, with Kirk Cousins. Part of that is because Drake London had been out as well.
I think this is such a overblown thing.
Yeah.
I do. The whole, we need to bring back Tyler. Like, you need to get this organization freaking fixed. And I'm not saying don't resign. I just think that has been such a overblown situation because of the when Kyle went through the little lull that he went through, everybody's like, get rid of him. Now he's playing good. Now we got to get back on this thing right here. I think Kyle Pitts is a really good football player. And we had Dave Archer on the other day, and he mentioned it, the same thought process that I had with it. I never seen him play like this since he's been here. I never seen him play as angry and as physical as he's ever played.
This last 3 weeks?
I've never seen him like this.
Yeah.
He's had good spurts of catching the ball, but I'm talking about catching the ball with people on him, smaller people, being the bigger man when the ball is in there. I've never seen Kyle play like this, and I love watching him play like this because I've always been a Kyle Pitts guy. I ain't nobody's got a dick on guy. But I've always been a fan of his. I have. I've always been a fan of his because I understand his ability. Now, with that being said, now everybody – I don't do the flippy-flop, wishy-wash, flippy swap. That's just like – I don't live week to week by performances. That's just not how I'm built being me. But I do think that this young man has had a really good season. He just had a lull in the middle. But you look at his numbers, and everything in life seems nowadays in sports based off numbers and metrics and all that crap. He's having one of the best tight end years ever.
I really wish there was a middle ground to be found between. What middle ground? It's a business.
Middle ground?
There's not.
If I'm Kyle Pitts,
there's not.
And David, there ain't no middle ground.
I agree.
Give me my money.
I agree.
Yes, and he deserves his money.
A lot of money.
Yes, and he deserves it.
But in my brain, not in my brain. It's more because my brain says obviously it's not how it's gonna work. In my heart, I wish there was a middle ground. I understand that there's not, but yeah. There you go. The other thing that could happen, and it took place after the Seahawks beat the Panthers and the Bucs lost yesterday as well, is Falcons can win out and end in a three-way tie. And, well, they can't win the three-way tie, but they can end in a three-way tie.
I don't even like saying it like that.
My first thought was, well, they're not winning out. Because of the Rams.
They can win this game. You know they can win this game tonight. Well, obviously, well, anybody can win.
They can. And that's the thing. And that then brings up, and maybe we discuss this more tomorrow if it happens, but that then brings up so many of the other issues earlier in the season that put you in this place.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, this is a bad fan comment, okay?
There's no such thing.
I don't even know if I want to win out at this point.
That is a bad comment. That's a loser comment.
Either. Yeah, it is. I know.
It's a loser.
I know.
Yeah. It's a get no cruise bait.
It would avoid some of the other. It would avoid some of the other conversations that we'd have.
But
to
I, think,
have,
I think you know what,
and those aren't funny.
But I think me being in this business, I don't say as long, but how I've been in, I understand. I don't agree with that thought process that you had. But now I understand that you're not alone with that because you're not the only person that thinks that way. You're not. We have you. I want us to lose every single game so there'll be no. And I'm like,
well, I'm not there.
But I mean, my thing is like, and I always say this: why watch?
It almost would double down on how frustrated I've been over the course of the season.
Yeah.
If you get to that point, and you're a kick that could have gone in and sent you overtime away.
Only fan base I care about when it comes to football, NFL football, is this fan base. Yeah. I just give a damn about the Falcons fan base. And I know the Falcons football fan base is frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
So I don't disagree with the anger, the angst, the want to fire everybody. But I'm not saying I'm behind you, but I understand it. And I'm with you because of that, because you deserve a freaking winner, because ain't no city like Atlanta when they football teams are winning.
And you can't control what other teams do.
No.
The Bucs were way out in front.
Yes.
If the Bucs went on to have an 11-6, that's 17, right? If they had gone on to be 11-6, it's a totally different mindset here.
Yeah.
Because it's not it wasn't right there. Each game may have been, but on the season, where you're at and where they're at, weren't in place.
Right.
Now you've watched them fold. They need a win just to finish 2-7 in their final nine. This Panther team, which you feel like you're on par with, if not better than,
right?
All of it, and it's just a different feeling if the Bucs were way out in front, but they're not. That brings us to tonight. Falcons have won what? Two straight.
Yeah.
Chance to close out. Three in a row, maybe week 18, four in a row. They got to do it at home Monday Night Football against a team that is trending towards the playoffs. You said it. Matt Stafford would be your MVP.
Yes.
And I think that's a fair comment. 40 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. 3 of them came in just 1 week. So you take that one away. I mean, my goodness.
Don't let Puka Nacua win anybody's playoff in fantasy.
Well,
that's still the fact. Because – there isn't, and I'm thinking about in the league, there may be maybe Jamar Chase, but there isn't a more impactful receiver in the league on the whole game plan. No, there isn't. And I'm talking about in the run game and in the pass game than Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua dictates everything. They insert – that's that new thing, you know, and Sean McVay, people have been doing that before what he's been doing. This dude is the key to what they do on offense. Matt Stafford is playing as great as he is. Don't let them be a two-way team tonight, because they are. They're going to put up 35 points on you. You got to find a way to steal a turnover. I forgot what coordinator was a week ago that said, don't believe Matt Stafford's eyes. Don't believe his eyes, because he is the king of that right there.
He got lion eyes?
Yeah, he does. And I think offensively, you got to get Bijan going often and early.
Yep.
35 carries. 35-40 carries between him and Tyler Algiers, and they got to find a way to steal a possession offensive defense. Their special teams, are not the best. That's why they just fired
their special teams. Yeah.
Exactly. They fired them for a reason. Steal a possession. They've been covering well. Everybody's been doing their job. Continue to do that. Steal a possession somewhere for the Falcons.
Last I checked, Davante Adams is still doubtful game. They're right on the cusp of the playoffs here. I don't think it's worth risking it for him. I think that doubles down into the Puka Nacua conversation, right? Like without Devontae, you've got to focus on this guy. What does that open for Kyren Williams? And can you control that? I think when you look at what your run game has to do versus what their run game can and will do, like you don't have to like double the output on the ground, but you can't play even on the ground either.
No.
Bijan and Tyler need to combine for whatever they're going to do on the ground, plus a percent on top of that. The other question I had is just the familiarity between the staffs.
Yeah.
Raheem, Zach Robinson, obviously McVay. It goes both ways. I'm not suggesting one or the other. Right. I'm just saying there's familiarity. And what does that matter in tonight's game? That's all. We good? Got a chance?
The Falcons, and I know they don't finish games, they got to get it to the fourth quarter.
They got to get out.
You got to get it to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they got to get out quick.
You got to get it to the fourth quarter.
Because you fall behind.
You got it, yes.
14-3?
Yep.
You got to
get to a fourth quarter game.
All right, we'll see if they take the kickoff.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or if they defer to. It always bothers me with this team. Anyways, all right. When we come back, Midday Show AMA, 404-726-0929. Any topic, any question, if you want to chat about the Falcons, you want to ask me a question about the cruise or Randy's Christmas, anything is right there for you. The Midday AMA coming up next. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 404-726-0929. Your call's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.